Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Tina McKenna from RD High, County Loud in Erin. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. You're a lugleam.
Yeah, you know what, it's just going to be one of them days. I have sitting across me one of the biggest pains in the arse. I mean, friends of mine, Tina McKenna, and as Frank is at the same, we'll be stuffed with all the sweeties of the world. You're listening to me, Liam Burke, for the Christmas show, the Liam Burke Christmas show. This is probably the last podcast I'm going to do before Christmas and until the new year.
Don't say it forever.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone's... Tina, please, control yourself. yes, as across from me, you have Tina McKenna. I was asked to get you in by Evie. Evie, this is your Christmas present. Tina, sit across from me. I have to suffer for the next while, so you're going to have to suffer too. Tina, say hello.
Hello.
Say, see that song we've started off with. Listen, I don't know what way this show is going to go. We're not going to have the usual stuff this week because it's the last show before Christmas. We're going to have a bit of fun with it. God knows what will come up and what won't come up. There'll be silly stuff coming up on the comedy. I have nothing just lined up. It's kind of completely ad lib. So we're just going to go. Whatever happens, happens. We're leaving the wart and the whistles and the bells and a whole lot in. So Tina, say hello to all your fans out there.
Hello, Evie.
No, you did say there's a woman in Drogheda listening to us.
Yes,
as well,
a woman in Drogheda. Hello, Aisling.
So Evie, this is kind of a part of your Christmas present that brought Tina in. While I have to,
we're
after
having our Christmas party.
We did. We had a Christmas party in what do you call it? Need. I need to feed in the yeah. And we started off with a song this week. I played it. I know
I
last week
say we started off with soup and sandwiches.
We did actually, and then we had cheesecake and coffee. But I just looking across the road. There's a man had to call the cat across the road, and the cat's had to follow him. Anyway, the song we started off with this week was one I played last week as well. It's Philip, I'm Not Your Dad.
Philippe,
I'm Not Your Dad. And I want to wish Mary a happy Christmas. So that's where that comes from. And there's many more of that kind of shite going to come up over the next hour. And as I said, it mightn't all be rock, but I'm sure it'll please someone somewhere in the world. But for the next
hello, Evie.
Hour and so, see, there's going to be more like that. Tina, just put your hands back down again. Evie can't see you on the air.
All right. You see, can see me.
Just, I'll describe it for you, Evie. Tina's sitting across from me waving at me here and saying hello at the same time. Like you could see her. But I know you'll hear her. And if you want to
lower... get me a pint of Guinness.
Oh, yes. As I'm only two doors down from the pub, Tina said, can we have a pint while we're doing this? And I said, you could if the pub was open, but it's not open, so you can't. Unless you go across today. There's nothing. There's no beers in the shop, sure, there's not.
Oh, no. I'll get wine. It's a good idea.
No, not wine. Jesus, I seen you before. It's bad enough with you and Frank on Guinness. Are you giving me another Guinness, Frank? I'm over this one. But, yeah, so we've got a lot of shite coming up.
Frank went out with the boys one night without me.
Did he?
Yeah, he went out. Now remember that? Just brought him out.
Oh, yeah.
I was very mad.
Mother of Jesus.
I was working, but Frank was drinking and having a pint of Guinness over and having with the lads, and Finney said, slow down, Frank. She's not with you now. You don't have to keep up.
No, the worst thing is, I'll describe Frank being with us, right? I'll describe that evening to us, to the listeners and to you, Tina, because you weren't there, obviously. But I'm sure you felt part of it because he was on contact with you the whole night long. He was like, do you know when you get a puppy dog and it only likes one person, but it won't, what do you call it, interact with the other people. So until that one person comes back, and when that one person comes back, it'll start wagging his tail like wildfire, right? Well, this was what Frank was like that night. Instead of wagging his tail, he was sitting in the corner, and every time he looked at Frank, there's a big picture of Tina on his screensaver on the phone, and I swear to Jesus, I thought
Tina
was...
It's a picture of Big Tina.
I didn't say that. I said there's a big picture of Tina as on the screensaver, not Tina as a big picture. But you were sitting across. He was sitting across, and he was just sitting there, and he wouldn't talk to us. And every so often, he might say hello or say something, but it was just like he was waiting on you to go. I'd say when he got home that night, the tail started waggling. Did he? You were
a
woke.
Night too,
yeah. So when you come in the next morning, you probably it was worse than Meg. Yeah. And Meg, every time Meg Tina goes on the phone, Meg starts going and then squeezing the. Well, I would say she chokes the chicken.
She chokes the chicken.
Tina, why did you get her a chicken if you knew that?
Every time we ever got Meg, she just made bits of it. And I got her this chicken one day and whatever, and it's the noisiest thing. And Tiger actually said it, she had it for months. Oh, she must have been 2 years. And he said, the reason she doesn't chew that one to bits is she knows it annoys us.
Oh, right.
And she's two of them now at the minute.
So every time you go on the phone, is it just to me or is it to everyone?
Everyone. But you're always on the phone, Liam.
Well, listen, I have to check in on my friends, you know, because Evie was so worried about you, she hadn't heard you for ages. That's what it was, you know.
No, she just, it's an attention thing with her.
Is it? Well, no. It probably was the same with Frank that night.
Me, Frankie baby.
Frankie baby, hurry down the chimney tonight.
Can't call him baby anymore.
Why?
This is all this very PC stuff.
Yeah, ho, ho, ho. You can't say that either. Isn't it ridiculous, though? It's
nuts.
In the time of the year. Look, I remember when, and just for anyone out there, I'm not any of these gender fluid half measures of points or shots of whiskey. That's not me at all. Because what is all that gender fluid shite?
Well, the only thing about, I'm not saying I'm all for women's rights or whatever, but I never once felt that I was less than any man, or never, no one ever made me feel like that. It's women.
Don't worry, by the end of the show, we'll make sure of that.
But women, like,
It's
shite. There's something wrong with you if you feel like that.
Yeah, but you know when you're coming at Christmas time and like Santa always said ho ho ho. Yeah. It was never a derogatory thing. It was always about what do you call it, the whole that's what Santa said. Mm-hmm. Not about his whole, but that was always about Santa, what he said. But to say that now you can't say ho ho ho.
No.
Like what?
And you can't call anyone baby. But it's the same in hospitals now, you can't call anyone.
But that particular song that baby don't go out tonight because it's cold outside.
Why was that?
It's because it means that you're not allowed to go, I want to get you. You know, I want to keep you here and lock you up in the den. I'm going to ride you all night long. Like, what is that all about? Seriously.
Nail me to the cart.
Yeah, but if they had stuff like that in the song, I'd understand. But they don't. They just have, what do you call it, Baby It's Cold Outside. And it's, do you know what it is?
People with nothing else to annoy them.
That's what it is.
Nothing to annoy them.
It's only because they have now a platform with the, what do you call it, with the Facebooks, the YouTubes. They have the social media and has given everyone an outlet now. So you don't have to be as famous as us on the radio like this. But you don't have to be famous at all. But everyone is able to say something about it now, and it's able to go up on someone else. Then it just starts a whole rigmarole. It's just, it's fucking stupid.
Sure, I actually seen something there too. Someone had shared it on that page. I don't know if it was Facebook or was on Instagram. But this woman, anyway, was talking bullshit.
Like us, like?
Yeah, no worse than us. Talking bullshit on big women, and you know, women were paid less in the workplace and there was less talk of them, whatever. And the man now listened, whoever was interviewing or listened to her, and he said, look, he said, you're on big women being paid less. He said, there's only a small percentage of people that are paid better than others.
Mm.
He said, it's nothing to do with whether you're a man or a woman. He said, there's more depression in men. He said, there's more crime rates in men. There's more suicide, and Joanne just didn't know what to say. But he had a valid point.
Mm.
Like she was as much as saying, like, the women have it hard. Everyone has it hard.
Well, it is, and I mean, it's not just what you call it this time of the year as well. And it's all. I think it's someone just trying to take the higher ground on at the Christmas time. Like, if we like, what you're going to listen to over the next hour is Andy the Goldboy. We should be arrested. There'll be guards waiting outside after us, right?
But don't put me in the jail.
Ah, fucking, I'll go. There's three square meals a day and I don't have to work for it.
No, I'm telling you, that's where I'm at. Don't put me in the jail. Jail is Mount Jai.
Yes, in Dublin.
It's jail.
But, jail time.
My brother years ago, he worked was in down the jail. In Arbor. I'm in the jailhouse now. he worked in some place down in Arbor, and there was a fella, he's actually local. And they were out one night in Oasis, and John was the fella's name, and Jane said he was that drunk, and a row started beside him, and he said John was arms and swinging and legs swinging. She couldn't see too far in front of him. So the lads got him away anyway, and he fell asleep in the corner. At the end of the night, they were bringing him, and they dragged him onto the bus. And Jane said he got to the steps of the bus, and he put his hand each side of the bus.
Wouldn't go on.
He came to, and he said, don't pop me in the jai, I'm sorry, don't pop me in the jai. I didn't start the row.
It really is mental. And you know what another thing is really, at this stage it's just silly, is this whole running around. Like, any town you go into at the minute,
it's just
gone bonkers. You can't get parking spaces. No. You can't go into anywhere to get something to eat. You can't buy anything. It's just phenomenal that people are just losing the run themselves. Like, I remember, I think I actually would prefer when we hadn't got the money. You remember when the crash came? Because there was none of that going on.
I still haven't the money.
Oh, it's still crashed for you. Oh, sorry about that. Well, actually, now that we are talking about Christmas and all that, and I feel very, 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 very bad. Just today, I picked up a postage from the post office.
Yes.
And just coming before Christmas. And I don't know how to describe these people, but Evie and Frank Diamond. You know Evie that's been over here. Yeah. Evie.
A lady.
Absolute lady. there's no words that I can just say, but they're unbelievable. She sent me, Bob, her son, sent me one of his fishing t-shirts with all the promotion on it. It's brilliant.
Did you say with the fish guts already on it?
Oh, see, that's just in the mode of Christmas. Excuse me for that. And Evie sent me another fantastic hockey shirt. And the first time I ever seen this particular hockey short, it's the Avalanche, Colorado Avalanche. And the first time I ever seen it was, do you remember the film? It's not a Christmas film, but it is a Christmas film. To me, anyway. Jack Frost. Michael Keaton's in it where he's a musician and he crashes and he hasn't time to spend with his son. Comes back as a snowman, the whole lot. And that's where I seen the Colorado Avalanche in it. And I actually remember there was a guy that worked in Tesco a few years back. And he was going over to Colorado for a break with his boyfriend. And he said to me, I said, if you wouldn't mind picking me. He said, do you know what? He said, I don't know what the situation is, so do you mind if I don't? And I said, no, that's okay. And Evie and Frank have sent me another superb Christmas present. Because as everyone out there knows, I'm hockey mad. Everything to do with hockey. And this is definitely another one for my hockey wall of fame. It's phenomenal. Just really, really is. And I want to thank you very much, Evie, because I know you'll hear this now at the weekend. I want to thank you, but I'll be in contact with you before then, so I'll be talking to you before then. But it's just phenomenal.
I have to tell you, Evie, though, one time I'll embarrass Liam now. Uh-oh. Embarrass Liam and embarrass Amanda. The first time I met Amanda, and she was trying on a hockey shirt of Liam's, and then she said she was bringing it home, and she was running out the door. She nearly fell across, and it was that
it was that long. It was like a dress, wasn't it? Well, she tried them on. She couldn't believe, why do they have to be this big? And I says, you don't grow into them. It's hockey gear that goes underneath them and you need it. But it's phenomenal now. Just speaking of Christmas time and all that. And to my shame, I haven't sent anything yet, but I will. Because I want to get something that's just perfect. And I want to try and get something that's solely Irish. And just trying to rush around at the minute with all the shops just being mental. So I said, Evie, if you don't mind, I will grab something in January and send it on. And that'll be the...
You're on there, but... it wouldn't bother me if Christmas started in August.
Well, it may as well, because the shops are selling stuff in August.
But the thing about it is, it's as commercial as you want to make it. Or is it?
But Christmas years ago, the difference was that we had, Christmas years ago was, you got nothing, you got your birthday and you got it at Christmas. That was it, right? You might have got an odd treat. Nowadays, kids get stuff. So when it comes to Christmas, it doesn't make it. I was actually, as you know, I am Santy.
Yes.
I am Santy. Look at me. I have the stomach for it and everything now. But
he's about, we're after having lunch anyway, our Christmas party.
Our Christmas party, yes.
We're going to bill it to Vinny. He
said we didn't tell him yet that we were going to have the party, so we tell him afterwards.
He was sitting across me and I looked a stubbly jaw of him, and then when we came here to his house I looked and he had a big lump of Santy fluff stuck to his stomach.
It was still stuck to my face. And me sitting
was an extra few hairs.
You probably thought it was some of the side salad that was on the sandwich. Well, I always keep that for later on, huh? But anyway, we decided then, because Evie had requested, and it was only actually a couple of days ago, Evie said to me that it's about time that Tina was back in. So Evie, this is your Christmas one, but the real Christmas one will come after Christmas. So, Tina's only a part of it. Tina, I've got a song somewhere here. This one here. It's one that I think I played last week as well, but it's always one that I play when you're around. It's the Transvestite Stubble song, or whatever
sweet
you call it.
Transvestite.
Sweet Transvestite song. And it's one that I know you like a lot. So we're going to give that a listen to now. It's I have to sit and look at it, actually. It's called A Mad Russian's Christmas.
Is that what it's called?
Well, no, there is several different versions of it, but they all
Christmas Eve Sarajevo.
Yeah, it is, but this one. So I hope it plays right. But this is Transvestite Sexual Organ, and
did you ever hear the band Sabotage?
No. Right. Do they do a version of it?
No, the two guitarists are from that band, or they're an old enough band.
Transsexual Organ Band.
They're in this orchestra now. They actually do all they do is Christmas shows.
Oh, well, I suppose that's not so bad. But here is Tina's favourite.
My favourite Christmas song.
The Transvestite Organisation Mad Russians
Christmas. Maybe it's cold outside.
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you.
To all you wonderful listeners, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from a very cold and snowy England. May your stockings be full of presents and not varicose veins.
Well, Merry Christmas. Ho, ho.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We appreciate it a great
Robbie
deal.
Now, some of you
like listening to your Christmas music.
Hi, this is Paul Flynn from the Puppet Manus Band. Have a rocking Christmas and a stomping New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and to all a Happy New Year. Especially to all those Pat McManus fans out there. I'm really looking forward to seeing you all next year at Pat.
Hey, Liam, Terry Ferguson here, in the middle of the Gobi Desert of Mongolia, wishing you and all your listeners a very happy Christmas and a Happy New Year. Keep on rocking in the free world.
There you go, that was old Tell. And actually, Terry Ferguson was in Drogheda in Navan Pat a couple of weeks back. And we got to meet up with Terry because Terry's a legend. Great footballer. He's absolutely the crack with him when we were up at ACDC many moons ago. And I said to him, "Jeez, Terry, how did you get clothes to make you look like Angus Young to fit?" He said, "I was in the child's department in Pennies," he said. And that's how it was. Tina, couple of bits and pieces now. You put me onto this. It's Peter from Family Guy, and it is Peter's Christmas songs. And then I think what we'll do is we'll go with a couple of tracks after that, because I think we bored everyone silly at the minute. But we're not finished yet. Before we do that, you asked me just off air what I do on Christmas Day. I said I go home to the usual, the family row every year. I'm sure everyone does at this stage. But anyway, we'll have a listen to Family Guy from our Family Guy, Peter's Christmas songs.
Sessions presents A Peter Griffin Christmas, featuring such standards as
everybody look at the snow in the yard.
And who could forget?
I brought these gifts for you, they're up in my bum.
And everyone's favorite.
La 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 la. Look at the bells, look at the bells. Holy crap, here comes Jesus, and he doesn't look too happy. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Now, before anyone starts writing complaints in, it's all Tina's. Get her at Tina McKenna, the Crescent, RD, County Loud. You can get the yeah, well, it's your fault. You're the bringing it in.
I don't care what to say.
Well, what?
Go over my head.
You what?
I let it go over my head.
Jesus, don't. Well, you're only 4'3", so it can easily.
Oh, do you hear him? I'm 5'3".
Tina, you know, as I like to say to people, hands up to all those happy single people at Christmas.
That used to be us
until we found someone else, and now we make them unhappy as well.
Misery. I like the misery.
Well, I've got a track for all them people out there, Tina. And just especially for Christmas, I love to play this one. This is another one of our favourites. And I love to play this one for Christmas for all the lovely people out there that are single. And when it comes, yes, they're happy right the way up until maybe Christmas Eve when they realise they're opening their own presents that they bought themselves. Right? And that's then it comes to New Year's Eve when they've the mistletoe and they're kissing their hand because they've nothing else.
In bed at 11 o'clock.
They're in bed at 11 o'clock, yeah, and they're loaded in the new year when the rest of us is broke. But actually, no, I'm not. I'm down the road. I'm doing. This is my first Christmas, our first New Year's Eve I'll be out because I'll be actually DJing at.
Yes, and this will be the first New Year's Eve I'll be out as well.
Because people give up going out because of the. No, I think we gave up. We gave up going out because of the what you call singleness, and we are looking at all them bastards. That you know, you'd say to yourself, "Look at all them lovey-dovey couples on New Year's Eve, and they're giving each other a kiss, and then by 2:30 they're round with each other because you drank my pint, and the bar's closed now." So,
Mom and Tommy Dearden and said, "There's a lad standing, one of the lads standing over him with a shovel." Take it back, you bastard.
Yeah. Well, did you not see the post I put up the other day where it's I'm looking to raise funds to send a card to the fella that robbed me ex-wife.
No, don't bring it back. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, thank you, Karen, for it. But anyway, we're going to play.
We won't
this.
Be fighting this year. We'll be in great tune.
No, we'll try not to. Anyway.
We will. We'll have a great night.
But I'm going to play this song.
We're all staying in Liam's that night. I mean, no taxis home.
probably will. Anyway. Well, there's loads of couches out there, and there's even a foldaway bed. See the foldaway bed. Just take the picture off it. No news, and you come in drunk. I'm setting
great
it up.
Stuff.
I'm setting it up. Before you go,
me because and Frankie.
Otherwise, the next minute was that the picture would be flung off the wall. So I better make sure to change. Anyway, here's a track for all you people that are going to be single on New Year's Eve and
I like the way you said I'm going to be single and mannequin now. Frankie, don't fight with me, baby.
No, sorry, all you people that are single on Christmas Eve.
That's
and,
better.
And you get no present unless you give it to yourself. And you'll kiss nobody on New Year's Eve unless you kiss yourself. But this one is especially for you because you. I know you guys will be happy, but this is what I'm going to be laughing at when you when I play this song for you on New Year's Eve. Have a listen. Oh, no. No, oh no, I got it. I told you, this whole show is going to be made up as
Christmas
we go along.
The party drinks we had.
Yeah, I think so. That coffee was a bit strong. Anyway, this is the one I meant to play for all the people who'll be single on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Let's take it again. Pretend you didn't hear the other part. And here we go.
Not a home. Try to imagine a Christmas all alone. That's where I'll be since you left me. My tears could melt the snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place, no place to go. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you. As I look around, and the only things I see are emptiness and loneliness and an unlit Christmas tree. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely this Christmas. Christmas must have been made for us. Because, darling, this is the time of year that you really need love. When it means so very, very much.
It'll be lonely.
So it'll be lonely this Christmas.
Without you to hold.
It'll be so very lonely.
Without you to hold.
side, I'll be on your side. There is no reason for you to hide. It's so hard for me staying here all alone, when you could be taking me for
listen to the Liam Buck Radio Show. This is Mickey Duffy. I'd like to wish all my friends and family a very happy Christmas, wherever you are.
Happy Christmas, Liam, and all our rock and roll brothers and sisters from Franklin Wayne Fogarty. See you all in the new year in Rock We Trust.
This is Evie Diamond from Battle Creek, Michigan. I would like to wish my son Liam Burke and all who listen to the podcast a very Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy,
Merry Christmas from the Brandons, from McDonough, Georgia. Oh, and Liam, I heard from one of Santa's elves, and they have a switch with your name on it.
Hi, this is Paul McCann, wishing Liam Burke and all the listeners out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Des Murphy here, up in Monaghan. Thanks a million for playing my tunes on your radio show. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the publicity. Thank you. Merry Christmas!
So, Walter, you look very festive. Happy holidays. You're really going to try this, aren't you? Happy holidays. I am not doing any Christmas crap. It'll be fun. You are so gay. Just pretend. What? Fake it. Does your wife do that too? Well, you know, it used to hurt my feelings. Now I realize it's just a great time saver. We're done. Where's the remote? We just do this? Okay, well, start over. Okay. Hey, Walter.
Yes, what is it, Jeff?
Sorry, I can't act worth You look very festive. Happy holidays. What? Happy holidays. You know, I've been wanting to say this for a couple of years now. Screw you, it's Merry Christmas. You know, Walter, there are people of other faiths, and they're wrong. Wait a minute. What if somebody walked up to you on the street and very sincerely said to you, Happy Kwanzaa? What would you do? First, I'd purchase them an eye color chart. Then I'd throw away the champagne and pull out the frickin' malt liquor. Ho, ho, yo, yo. I understand. Word. Word. Do you feel me? Do you know what you're talking about? The shizzle.
Where did you learn all this? My cable box got stuck on the DET network. I learned a lot of new stuff. Apparently now I'm ghetto fabulous. Chill, home dog. I'm finna bust a cap on your ass. Cracker. Nice badunkadunks. Oh, yeah, there's nothing better than a woman that's nice badunkadunk. And I... She looks familiar. Turn around. What? I think she's my screensaver. Where are all...
There you go. Tina just told me she's having a power surge or else it's the heat. So in other words, she's having half flushes. Tina, yeah. Speaking of half flushes, Joy said when she was over here last year, her bangs were in her eyes. And I had the clue what that was. And then as you heard in the promo, the greetings, she turned around and she said that Santa has a switch for me and I didn't know what that
stick,
was.
Either. A big stick.
A big shtick. So I'm going to get that. So Tina, I reckon the reason being that you're having the surges
the power surges
is because you're nearly 60.
I'm nearly 50.
50.
50.
When are you 50?
I'm 50 next year.
Yes, but when?
The 6th of January.
6th of January.
Little Christmas.
Which is Little Christmas. That used to be the same as my grandmother's. Oh, are you my grandmother? Christmas.
Yeah, I am, Liam.
Are you? Are you 50?
A big stick for you.
Are you a big switch? Are you 50?
I'm 50.
50. Tina is 50 on the 6th of January next year. She's the big 5-0, and she's about a year older than me. So
I'm 9 months.
8, if you really want to be particular. 8 and a half, as Adrian Mole would say.
No, eight and a half.
And that is, what do you call it, something you cannot deny or never shall deny because you are older than me. You're old enough to be my big sister.
No.
Or grandmother.
No, yeah. Oh,
Tina. You're my mother. Yeah, so Tina is celebrating. What are you going to do? Have you anything in mind?
Not
is there anything you'd like to do? I know that you're afraid
they're
to say anything.
Warned.
What, who's all warned?
Frank's warned. Andrew, Tig. Yeah. Mum, Dad. No, I'm not having anything at all.
If you're going to have to celebrate your 50th.
I'm not.
And what, you're going to let your 50th? Well, I'll organise it, you're off.
No, you won't. I'm not having anything. You made a show me last year, breakfast.
At Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. What about?
No, at Sizzler's. Yeah, well, it was good. It was not good
ahead of me. It was, my mum was after having surgery. She had breast cancer. And everything's great now, thank God. Mm. So that morning, I was going to have to see her in the hospital. And Frank was in a dither in the kitchen with his jacket on him. And Frank...
Never.
And we discussed this, me and Liam. He's never ready. He's
not like the batteries. He's like the other batteries, yeah, never ready.
He said, I'm bringing you for breakfast. And I, right. He's like, I'm bringing you for breakfast. Bring me breakfast. And I walked in and I said, what's Damon Amanda doing here? Fuckers.
And did it not? Well,
it was lovely. You're very tough.
Several occasions you caught me out, so I had to repay, you know. And all I'll say is just watch out on the 6th of January.
It's on a Sunday.
Doesn't matter.
That's, I don't know
better.
What to do.
We're not working on Sunday.
I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to have them. I don't even want to go out for a meal. I might have them up to my house and get a takeaway or something.
You're real social, aren't you?
No, I am very social, as you know. I'm always out. But
yeah, unless there's a tap of Guinness in it.
I'll tell you what it is. What? Coordinating. Fucking 50th and dip. Like, it's grabbing party. That's what it is.
Grabbing?
A grabbing party.
Like what?
Not
grabbing
like,
who?
Not like the traveller's grabbing. That's the way I feel about it. I thought about it earlier on and I said, maybe I'll have something because the lads were home saying, you have to have something, whatever. And I said, yeah, well, maybe I'll have a party and I'll have it a kind of a benefit night. Right? And I'd say a tenner towards whatever charity I pick. Then I said, people will do that and they give you a tenner. And I said, but they still end up buying something for me. So I just don't want anything.
Well, it's funny. It's funny. All them parties, look, and I'm not adverse, and I like the idea of people giving their birthday time or money or whatever to parties and all that, or not to charities, right? But if you go onto Facebook now, right?
Oh, I'm fucking terrible.
Everyone and their brother is having their celebration, whether it's 40th, 50th, 25th, well, it doesn't matter what birthday it is, but everyone's having their particular birthday as a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, and I know for the most part, most people won't, won't give out about it, but there's too many doing it.
Yeah.
And then you're expected, because there's nearly one a week now at the minute.
It's one every day I have.
Well, it's just coming up that, and people
and
are just...
And it doesn't have to be a milestone birthday.
No, it's every it's any birthday.
But I don't know, I was actually talking to someone at work the other night, and she said her mother's on Facebook, and her mother's in her 70s, and she said it was her birthday, and it came up about a fundraiser. Now, she thought Facebook was doing that.
Mm.
Now, I don't know whether it is or not.
I'd say there's a possibility that some of them are, but for the majority of people... As I said, it's a fantastic idea. It's in the spirit of Christmas, but the only problem is it's like all the charities that are collecting at shop front doors.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it the whole time now. It used to be one every so often, but now it's doing it. But as you said there, they're not even waiting until milestone birthdays now. They're waiting, they're doing them at any birthday. Yeah. Like your 24th birthday, we'll have a fundraiser. I think it's great.
It's not that, like I would do a bit for So Sad, right? Mm. And as you know, when you're one of my best friend, I love him. But he's looking around him. But I would ask you for a donation for So Sad.
No, and it's funny.
I wouldn't, and I would never ask anyone. I do my bit for it.
And that's
whatever I would have spent on Grace, I give to them at Christmas.
Well, there you go.
And the thing about it is, if everyone just done after their own chosen charities, it's enough.
Yeah.
But I do feel now, I'm not saying there is some good stuff now, there is some good charities, but you can't give to them all. It's not possible.
No, but a lot of them now at the minute, what I'm looking at is, you see the ones that are, people would say it's small, right? It was $200 or €200 or whatever it is, right? Mm. It's great. I like the idea of people doing that, and there's some great people doing it. The only problem I have with it is that everyone's doing it, and everyone, and it's like everything else. Someone says, but look, if you give me just a tenner or fiver or €2 or whatever, but it's not only you that's looking for the tenner, the fiver, the €2, it's everyone else as well.
Mm.
So you're by the time the year is ending, you could have spent €200 or €300 or dollars or whatever on these charities. And €200-€300 is not...
It's hard work. It's not
easy to come by, yeah. So, I mean, look, it's great. Don't get me wrong, but...
But that's why I said I'm 50, and I probably came across that wrong. It was only that if I had to have something, that's the way it'd be... Do you know what I mean?
You'd prefer just to give it your money.
Yeah, I'm saying a tenner. But I know then that people would, I'm not saying... People would come and give a tenner, but they would probably give something to me as well. Because that's what I do.
Yeah, I know what
Let's
you're saying,
say you were having a 50, then you said... Right, I want a tenner towards...
just making sure you know that now.
Towards baby, it's cold outside. And
ho, ho, ho.
No, but I would do that. And that's enough if I buy you something.
Yeah, but it's just something that kind of... And
really and truthfully, I'm not saying the same on Christmas. And Frankie doesn't know this yet. I'm getting him none for Christmas.
Frankie, turn off just now, or you can rewind this back
Frankie,
2 seconds.
I'm going to say this as time to say, what do you contribute to this house? And Tyne says, I contribute my love. But whatever we want, we can buy it ourselves.
Yeah, but do we need?
We don't need.
No, but do we need? Do we need Christmas? To be able to show someone that we care about them more now. Like, I would get flowers, and the problem is that...
Do people buy you flowers?
No, I would give flowers. And I'm always saying, well, what did you do wrong? What did I do? What did I do wrong? What did I do right? You know, you don't have to
I done wrong, but you terrify me.
you embarrass me into giving flowers. But
you get flowers for Amanda, will you?
I would. But yeah. People don't. People think that what do you call it? You've done something wrong. Because it's always a thing I've done, And if you get flowers, it means you've done something wrong or they've done something wrong.
No, you, Liam, you surely have done something wrong.
No, I never do anything wrong. I'm perfect. It's Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Baby, it's cold outside. Come back inside till I take you back to till I take you back to me scratch or nail you.
You know. Into the cars.
Yeah. So I mean, am I politically incorrect
give
for saying
it to
that?
To me, baby.
And all the boys say I'm pretty flat for a white boy.
Can't even say that now.
No, you can't. Tina.
So what? But anyway, quite going to say. But you don't go mad at Christmas, do you?
No, I'm mad the whole year round. mad as in what?
Buying stuff.
No. I, to be honest with you, I don't. It's not. Okay, look, over the last number of years, there was a different reason why I was hating on Christmas, right?
Because it was lonely that Christmas.
No, I play what do you call it? I play a part in Christmas this year with the Santies and all that. I do that every year. I've done that for the last 5 or 6 years now. But
he nearly came a cropper off.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought I was going to walk up the road and he was going to land into the school without Santi.
Did you see that thing about the Santi getting off the boat?
Yeah, he tripped up on his face. My uncle actually sent that to me because he said, don't do a boat job. And I said, no, I think I'll stick to the back of the motorbike. But I nearly came off that one. But my thing was, imagine if he had landed down to the school and me still on the hoop on the top of the hill and everyone said, where's Santi?
He'd be scared for life.
He was there. Yeah, well, I would be scared scared.
I probably told you this 40 times. I remember years ago, and I think it was the night before Christmas Eve, there was a knock at the door and Mam answered it and she laughed and she laughed. We could hear her laughing and Santi came in.
Yeah.
So Melda was actually a baby in the carry cot in the kitchen and he looked in.
So it was 1850.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I was 6 months in time too.
You anyway, wish.
We were looking at me and Jay in amazement and then he went down on his knees, said his knees were very bad and we had to help him up. And Mammy laughed and she laughed. We didn't know what she was laughing at. But he was a neighbour dressed up as Andy. Yeah. And he only went out the door and Shane said, Shane was only probably, Melinda was born. Shane was probably only six and Shane said, I hope he doesn't die before Christmas.
What was your mother? Is that what your mother was laughing
Mammy at? Mammy was dying to laugh because he was a neighbour.
Oh yes, she knew and who
she
it was.
She thought it was so funny, but she laughed the whole way through it. But like, and someone had said to us, we were very innocent, a friend had said to us at the time, did you not know who it was? He said, I could see his jumper through the outfit. So we were just amazed.
A lot of the kids, and they come up to me and they look at your face and they say, Santa, I want this, I want that. Yeah. Tina, what? I am Santa for that time. whether I believe it or not, but for that particular time, when I do that, well, see, you have to organise yourself. And when you get to the
gab.
Tina, are you saying I can speak for Ireland?
Yes, exactly.
Why do you think I'm doing a podcast?
The teeth of us all. You and Frank.
Oh, that's right, Frank. I did.
Frank was in the sitting room. I was after buying a bathroom unit and Frank was putting it together in the sitting room.
So he was supposed to put it in the bathroom?
No, when he was putting it together in the sitting room. He cleared the space of bacon stuff. But anyway, Ty came down the stairs and he came into the hall and I could hear him saying something to Frank and I said, he actually said to Frank, are you having difficulties? And I said, did you not help Frank? And he said, oh, I asked him, was he having difficulties? And I said, what did he say? He said, durdle, durdle, durdle.
Poor Frankie gets the height of
abuse. Dogs abuse.
We give it one and we don't realise that we're doing it. But Frankie,
you're very sore on me.
In the spirit of Christmas, Frankie, I want to say this thing to you now. You deserve every bit of it. Anyway, I'm going to play a tune now from, Des Morphy. Because Des contributes to the show with albums. And I'd like to play a little bit of his music. Because I've done with Tony over the last couple of weeks. And I played stuff with Paul McCann as well. So I want to play this one anyway from Des. So have a listen to this little tune from Des.
Des Morphy here up in Monaghan. Thanks a million for playing my tunes on your radio show. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the publicity. Thank you. Merry Christmas!
Christmas.
Happy Christmas to all of Liam's listeners, from Tony and Pádraig and Martin from Melting Pot. Have a cool Yule, guys. See ya.
There you are, Tony Smith, from one of the great bands, Melting Pot, the House Rockers, the Painkillers. Tony's in the mall. Very, very down to earth guy. And you know what? Actually, just speaking of Tony and the guys, because these other guys played before Tony in Navan a couple of weeks ago. The one we were talking about, the little puppy dog that came with us to...
Frankie baby,
hurry down the chimney tonight. there was a band on, and they're a great young band. They played before Pat there a couple of weeks ago as well. Car Stereo very from good. Here in Drumcondra. And they're very good. If you get to see them over the Christmas or anywhere at all, do check them out. They're very, very good. They were really phenomenal. The other night in Drogheda, Pat was playing in there, and he's playing in the Puck Fodder on the 27th of this month. And then he's a couple of more gigs before the end of the month. And then he usually takes the month of January off to recuperate because he's traveling all over the world and everything. Mm. But Vinny went out and got a load of Santa hats. I think they were 50 cent each. He bought about 50 of them, and he put PMB on them and handed them around the pub. And I don't know if you've seen the videos of the pub.
I didn't see the video. I've seen the photographs.
Yeah, there was videos and photographs, and a lot of people ended up, what do you call it, wearing the hats and enjoying the hats. And like, we didn't think many of them, you know, when you give them to people, they take them off. When Pat came out, he couldn't get over the amount of hats with PMB on them, you know. But of course, he knew who gave them when it all started. It was the Bell Vincine. It was a great night. And there's a lot of great music coming up in the new year as well. I might, if I can, I don't know at the minute, if I can get tickets, I might end up going to Steely Dan. They're playing in February.
Where are they playing?
In the 2.3. You know, mm-hmm. And then are you going to Oswald?
I'm going to Ozzy, and then I'm going to Million Dollar Reload.
Are they coming back?
One show.
Oh, are they?
One show.
Oh, they're not doing it's not disbanding Blackwater Conspiracy.
No, just the Bilateral. So, and then
excuse me.
Slash and Miles Kennedy, the lovely Miles.
When is that?
That's in
June. July.
June or July? July, please.
There's loads of them. Metallica are playing next year in Slane, too far away from us.
I'm hoping Pearl Jam. There's rumour about it. Them playing in Malahide, but I didn't hear anything.
Oh, and The Cure is playing the same day as, what do you call it, Metallica? Love Cats, yeah.
Sing for me, Liam, sing.
Love Cats. I love cats. Hello, cats. Come here, cats. They're playing as well. So there's a load of music coming up over the next year.
Oh,
now.
Oh yeah, and Blackberry Smoker with they're playing Slash and Lines.
Yeah, is that that's up in Belfast?
Yeah, Tennant's Vital Festival or something.
So there's a load of great music coming up in the new year. What I'm going to do is the next couple of weeks I'm taking off. I says you're always taking time off, but I'm
a
taking
business man.
Yes, I'm very busy actually doing a bit of DJing on New Year's Eve down the local pub here beside me. And
we're going to go up with requests, rope on beer mats.
Well, the only thing is right. I'm going to bring a selection. I'm going to bring a selection of music with me. Right, there'll be rock, 70s, 80s, all that stuff will be there. But the only thing is, I have Wi-Fi in Dermot's pub, so if there is any songs, I can actually play it through good the Wi-Fi. Stuff. So that will be able to be played
the last,
as well.
The last day Liam was in my house, he was singing, come on, chameleon.
No, and then poor Frank was sitting there wondering what the fuck.
Special people, my special friends.
Then do you remember the war is stupid and people stupid and na 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 na. See, when you don't know the song, the words are just going na na. And then there was a... do you really want to hurt me? That always reminds me of the scene in The Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler, where, what do you call it, your man that was in the band looked like George Michael. Yeah. Or George Michael. And he looked like him. And he was sitting, he was only a background singer. And Adam Sandler used to do all the singing. And when Adam Sandler went off stage to do, it was at a wedding. Mm-hmm. And when Adam Sandler went off stage to do the the chatting to the woman because he was out there having a fall out with her or whatever, and he went running over after. He said to Boy George, said, look after the thing for me. So a man stood up on the very first, and it is that wedding where everyone's supposed to be happy and cheery. I suppose it's the same as a wake. He starts singing, do you really want to hurt me? And we were sitting there, I was sitting watching, I said, Jesus, can you imagine being at a wedding and so, someone sings that, right? And then the next of it is, he didn't know any other song. And that was the only song he knew. So he sang it again. He sang it a couple of times and they're all looking at each other. And then Adam Sandler came back and said, right, George, I'll take over.
I don't remember most of that film.
I love that film. That was one of my favourites. Probably because Billy Idol was in it as well at the time. You know,
what was he in it? Himself?
He was himself and he was on the airplane. I think he was kind of a guest appearance on the thing. And then the next minute was your man was getting married was, I can't think of his name, but his surname was Gulia. So her name was, the one that was getting married, what do you call her? The actress. Oh, I can't think of the actress. She was in E.T. But anyway, she was getting married.
Drew Barrymore.
She was getting married to your man and his name was Gulia. Surname and so her name was Julia, so it was Julia Gulia. Oh Christ almighty, it was brilliant. Listen, I think we'll toddle off into the sunset.
We will
for the beverages. Yeah, and we're going to clean up the house and bring them out to the skip and put them in the recycling.
Yes, he's going to bring all his stuff out to my skip.
I'm going to dump them into Tina's skip.
Oh, that sounds so rude.
I know, yeah. Well, you did say you can put all your stuff in my skip. And it is Christmas time. I'm bringing all the presents I've opened up so far. I'm bringing them out for us. So we're going to sign off and I'm going to wish each and every one of you a very happy Christmas and a very prosperous new year. And we will see you again in the new year. No doubt Tina will be back with me in the new year as well.
And I'll be 50.
She will be 50. We'll have to try and get you in maybe. No,
do you remember we said we used to say I have only 4 years left of good food, good beer and good sex?
Yeah, and none of that ever happened. not even the sex. Sorry, Frank.
No, Frankie baby.
Hurry down my chimney tonight.
Do you remember that we used to go with that?
Yeah, we actually said at one stage. And
Jesus' life is changed.
No, thanks be to Jesus as well, because we actually said at one stage that if we didn't meet anyone by the age of 50, we're going to torment each other for the rest of our lives.
Exactly.
So I'm only thankful. Frankie, you're my life saviour.
No, Amanda, you're mine.
Right, folks, until next year, happy Christmas and have a great new year. And we'll see you all in the new year and stay safe. And hopefully we'll meet you somewhere along the road in the next 12 months. But we'll see you. I'll be back again sometime in January. I haven't just decided when I'm coming back. Whenever I stop being lazy, I suppose.
He's back from skiing.
Back skiing?
Yeah, he's away skiing, isn't he?
Connor's going skiing. Well, if look the two boxes off the stands out there. I'll use them as skis.
Good stuff. Big plastic bag.
Big plastic bag wrapped around, as we'll go Dumb Condor style. As someone said, what's it like to be part of the village?
The
village people. And I said, YMCA. Yeah. Anyway, that's me signing off. I'm going to leave you with a track.
In the Navy. To sing that.
You did as well. I have that. Don't worry, I'll play that on Saturday night for you.
Brilliant.
And I have it set up. And I'm going to leave you with a track from one of my new favourite bands, even though I don't think they're any longer on the go. It's the band Stars. And I'm going to leave you with a song from their album called Violation. Same. Till the new year. Take care of yourselves. And I'll see you all soon on The Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. And of course,
Tina McGann.
See us all very soon, people. Take care. And boy, do you know it would be handy, Tina, if I prepped up the stuff? Because you know me. That's the way the show's at the going. No prep done on this show. It's just ad lib.
It was
the
last minute decision.
Yes, and does it sound like it's ad lib? Absolutely. Anyway, I'm leaving you with Stars and Violation. Same. Happy Christmas, everybody. Bye.
Happy Christmas.